In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Philip Neri, by the special grace of God, knew the truths of the faith in a supernatural way, to the point of astonishing great theologians of his time. Father Francesco says about it, "Once the priest told me that he had studied little and that he had not been able to learn because he dedicated himself to prayer and other spiritual exercises. And in the visits he had from various theologians and Jesuit fathers and other scholars, he answered all the questions on all the topics that were proposed to him. From this, I draw the conclusion, and also others, that his science was infused, especially when his opinion gave answers and tranquility to cardinals, theologians, and wise men." Father Crescenzi notes, "On his doctrine, I have heard that he was highly learned in philosophy and theology, and that distinguished and famous men in doctrine admired him. I remember being present when some very learned people came to ask for an explanation of some very difficult questions. They did not know how to solve them, and he, in a nutshell, responded with arguments and convinced them." Saint Philip Neri also had the gift of prophecy, which is the knowledge of the future by special revelation from God. Saint Philip Neri predicted many future things. There was a powerful man in Rome. A very old lady who was his relative had chosen to donate a house to the priests of the Vallicella Church after her death. As the lady was very old and very ill, it was considered certain that she would die very soon. That man threatened the priests to give up the donation of the house, so it was for him. Saint Philip Neri told his priests to be reassured that this powerful man would soon die. And so it happened. The old lady healed and she was still alive, while the powerful man a few months later died. He happily regretted having upset Saint Philip Neri. This powerful man was Giulio Colonna, Prince of Palestrina. Sulpizia declared in the process of beatification, "In the year 1572, I had a 3-year-old daughter and she became fatally ill. I was in a lot of pain because I had no other children. I went to see Saint Philip Neri and begged him to ask God to heal her. The saint came and he told me and my husband to let her go to paradise. And he added, 'Don't cry. If you want children, you will have a male child who will give you many problems.' And so it was. 2 years later, my son was born, whom we named Bartholomew, and he died 10 or 11 years ago in the war of the Great Siege of Malta. He was a soldier on the galleys. And the prophecy of Saint Philip Neri was fulfilled because that son gave us many annoyances and problems." Father Francesco assures, "One winter afternoon, someone came to ask about Father Anthony, who was with Saint Philip Neri, and said, 'Father, the servant of the doctor wants to speak to him.' Saint Philip clarified, 'The doctor must be wrong.' And shortly after, before Father Anthony returned, he communicated, 'Poor doctor, he will die.' When Father Anthony returned, he said that the doctor was sick and entrusted himself to his prayers. Saint Philip Neri replied, 'The poor man will die.' Father Anthony asked, 'If we cannot help his body, at least let us help his soul.' And Saint Philip Neri replied, 'Yes, that we can do.'" And he adds, "Mr. Virgilio's wife went to see Saint Philip Neri and told him, 'My husband has a little fever. I think it will be nothing, but I would like you to go see him.' Saint Philip Neri got into the car and, going to her house, comforted her by telling her to accept God's will. After 3 or 4 days, Mr. Virgilio died. While he died and was not yet buried, Saint Philip Neri went to console his wife and children. He encouraged them to be happy because their father was in paradise and that he knew it. They were calm and happy, saying that Saint Philip Neri had told them that their father was already in paradise." Father Marcello affirmed, "The see of Pope Pius IV was vacant and the cardinals locked up in the conclave. The general father of the company, Saint Francis Borgia, ordered to beg St. Philip Neri to send him his spiritual sons as singers for a performance that he wanted to do in the company. The envoys found him at the door of the house of St. Hieronymus, and while I was present, he put his hand to his face, looking up at the sky, trembling, and replied, "When do you want me to send them?" "For Sunday." And he said, "Yes, because on Monday the new pope will be elected." And this he repeated 2 or 3 times. The priests were amazed at the way St. Philip Neri spoke, who trembled and looked up at the sky. I asked him, walking with him down the street, who would be the new pope. He told me, "One that you would never think about and nobody talks about." He told me something similar in the vacant see of Pope St. Pius V, and predicted that the pope would be Cardinal Boncompagni, referring to Pope Gregory XIII. Francesco certifies, during the vacant see of Pope Sixtus V, when Cardinal Sfondrato came from abroad to visit St. Philip Neri at Vallicella, St. Philip ordered to tell the cardinal not to go up to his room, that he would come down. And when we entered the room where they were, before talking to the cardinal, St. Philip Neri asked us all to go and kiss the cardinal's feet. And so we did, and the cardinal allowed himself to be kissed. And within a few days, he was made pope, and his name was Pope Gregory XIV. Father Caroli testifies, on a certain occasion, while confessing to St. Philip Neri, I forgot a mortal sin of hatred. And when the confession was over, waiting for his absolution, he said to me, "Have you wished someone's death?" And I immediately said yes. I was confused by St. Philip's words as to whether I had wished someone's death, and I have always considered that St. Philip Neri guessed the sin omitted by me. Cardinal Girolamo stated, one day, confessing to St. Philip Neri, who was ill in his bed, he told me, "Do you want to be a cardinal?" I replied that I did not think about it, and he added, "You will be a cardinal." I laughed, saying, "What do you want me to do?" And he repeated to me twice, "I tell you that you will be a cardinal." And by the grace of God, without deserving it, this prophecy was fulfilled. I have been made a cardinal. Mr. Vitelleschi tells us, I had 7 female daughters from my wife and 1 male child. Speaking with St. Philip Neri, I complained about this, and he told me, "Courage, from now on you will only have male children." And certainly afterwards I have had 2 other sons. And then St. Philip told me, "Courage, you already have enough children, and it is enough." And we have not had more for 3 years, because every year my wife had one. Mr. Paolo gave the following testimony. A business had to be concluded between certain people, and I asked St. Philip Neri's opinion, who told me that one of them, who was young, would soon die. This person he mentioned got slightly sick, and when telling St. Philip, he replied, "Didn't I tell you that he would die soon?" In 3 or 4 days, he died. And he adds, with Mr. Patricio slightly ill in bed, neither he nor his family gave him any importance, but St. Philip Neri told him to prepare to die. As the relatives found this advice very strange, he repeated it with greater force, asking him to make a will. After he finished doing it, he died against everyone's opinion. This happened about 3 years ago. Mr. Batista tells us, on Pentecost Monday, before the death of St. Philip Neri, while taking care of him, he asked me what day of the month it was. I replied that it was the 15th. St. Philip added, "Oh, 15 and 10 is 25, and then we will go." I did not pay attention to these words, but later I saw that he was referring to his death, which was on May 26th. Mr. Ferro relates, one day I was walking down the street and I met St. Philip Neri. He asked me, "Where are you going?" I replied, "I am preparing my things to go to meet the cardinal in Ronciglione." Then St. Philip Neri looked at me and stayed a bit praying. He put his hand on his mouth, and with a sigh he told me, "Don't go, because your father will die soon." Be with him and console him, because it is not right for you to leave him alone, but to be present at his death. I was surprised because my father, who was 64 or 65 years old, was healthy, tall, and strong. I believed him because he was considered a saint and a prophet. 20 days later, my father had a fever, and after 5 days, he died. I was present at his death. I had him make a will, and I gave him much comfort in his illness and at the time of his death. Father Luca attests to this. In the year 1591, on the day of St. Mary Magdalene, July 22nd, I fell ill with a very serious illness, so that I did not know what I was saying. All the doctors declared that there was no hope of survival, as can be confirmed by all those from the convent of Minerva, by the Dominicans of Rome. At that time, St. Philip was called by Father Prior to come to our convent to visit Father Bensini, a relative of St. Philip Neri, who was very ill. St. Philip came and visited Father Francesco, saying that he must die. Then he came to visit me while I was sick in bed, and he told me, "Father Francesco will go away." And my joy was such when I saw him, when he confided in me, that I seemed to be already cured. I asked him for his hand to kiss it, and I put both of his hands on my head. He told me, "Do not hesitate, you will be cured, you must be happy." I replied, "I trust you, Father, pray for me and my health." And he replied again, "Do not hesitate." And I remember this very well, despite the fact that before I was mentally not well. I only had a little fever that in a few days was cured, and then I was completely cured of the rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.